Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Tuesday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez Santana.
As the temperatures begin to warm up, it's time to celebrate by saying goodbye to frigid temperatures. And what better way to celebrate than to go to a carnival? And talk about perfect timing, because the 2024 Homer Winter Carnival celebration is this Saturday. The 70th annual carnival will take place in downtown Homer and begins at noon. According to the Homer Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Brad Anderson, this year's theme is What's Old is New.
It's celebrating the 75th anniversary of the Homer Chamber of Commerce. And so just kind of recognizing that history and serving the community for the past 75 years.
The parade portion of the event kicks off at noon, and there are currently about 25 floats that are in participation. Something that makes this event really special is that a float doesn't have to be the only entry. Anyone can enter as a walking entry, with a bike, or even a car, so don't be afraid to get creative with it. Anderson does ask that all applications to participate in the parade be filled out and submitted by Friday, February 9th at 5 p.m. If you do become a participant, be sure to arrive at the Homer High School parking lot by 11 a.m. He also mentions that the Homer Chamber of Commerce is still looking for individuals to help with guiding the parade through intersections. If you are a Homer High School student, this can go towards your volunteer hours as well, and more helping hands make the day easier for everyone. After the parade, don't go anywhere, because the fun is just getting started.
We have a homebrew competition that's happening at the Best Western around 2 o'clock. They'll be doing some pony rides here at the Homer Chamber. Yeah, Homer Racing Association will be doing races out on Beluga Lake. At the hockey arena, there will be a free skate event happening on Saturday as well.
So if you're ready to go outside and have some fun, be sure to check out the 70th annual Homer Winter Carnival celebration this Saturday. The Board of Education has ratified a one-year contract extension for district employees. For this story, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough School District Board of Education ratified during their meeting on Monday night a one-year contract extension with the teachers and staff represented by the Kenai Peninsula Education Association, which provides raises and more money for health care. This is the first time in the history of the KPBSD that a one-year contract has been ratified. Per the agreement between the two sides, teachers will receive a 3.5% raise for the 2024-25 school year, and support staff will receive a 6% raise. KPEA President LaDon Drew spoke about the importance to the association of retaining teachers as they headed into the negotiations.
That was our focus with this one-year agreement. It was to retain the teachers we have in the process and to do it quickly as contracts are getting ready to be issued.
According to Drews, 74% of the KPEA voted in favor of the one-year contract extension. Nate Crabtree, the director of human resources for the district, received high praise from everyone for his involvement in the collective bargaining process. According to multiple parties from the negotiation table, Crabtree was instrumental in the efficiency of the two parties reaching a quick and amicable agreement.
I have honestly never experienced the collaborative nature and working together with anyone in the district office as much as Mr. Crabtree worked with us to get this process done,
said KPEA President LaDon Drews. District employees will also receive a $200 increase in the amount of money provided by the district to pay for health care costs, such as toward their deductible or a doctor visit. That amount is an increase from $800 to $1,000. Full details available by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Wednesday.